Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
To the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. We're going to do a continuation of what happened last week, the conversation that we had last week. So we're going to, before I begin to talk to our special guests who are on for tonight, I just want to play this song from Dorinda Clark Cole. It's entitled Bless This House. And right after this, I'm going to introduce to you some of my special guests for tonight as we continue to talk about relief for Puerto Rico. To the Hard Love Radio Show. That was Dorinda Clark Cole with Bless This House. Right now I'm about to bring several ladies onto the show. We're going to talk about helping Puerto Rico. And this is a continuation from last week's show that we did not get the opportunity to really get into everything that is taking place with this group of ladies, these group of women who are giving back and their sisters. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
God bless. Ladies, you're on live. First of all, Dr. Cole there.
Yes, I am here.
Go ahead, Dr. Cole.
Yay.
She is here.
Oh, y'all just going to put me on the spot like that.
Yes, okay, good evening
to all of the listeners. Also with us, we have the beautiful evangelist of Never Alone Ministry, Batista. We also have the beautiful Marla Folks, Smooch's brand ambassador, that is on the line. I first want to say thank you to everyone that's listening, that lifted us up in prayer and came out last night to Club Bounce with Mia Lita Cofield at the Be More Fit Studio located in Windsor Mill, Maryland. We always bounce there every Wednesday at 8 p.m., as you very well know, Greg, but last night was extra special because we had our sister and new family member, Evangelist Batista, on the phone, and Jessica and another young lady that came all the way from New Jersey that came and joined us, and we bounced with an extra purpose last night. Everyone who bounced with us, from the generosity and servant of God's word, were able to donate some much-needed items that prayed over will get to Puerto Rico for those that are in need. So praise God for that as well, and we all humbly thank you for that. However, I'm going to ask again, we're not asking for money. As I said last week, their recovery process is continual. It's going to be slow, both financially, infrastructure-wise, as well as psychologically. I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to hear what Trump is trying to do at this particular moment, which is pull all of the military relief and assistance from Puerto Rico, basically alleging that Puerto Rico already had some issues with infrastructure and electrical problems, so he doesn't see the need as to why he should allow funding or even the manpower resources to be over there helping him. And for anyone, I don't care what race you are, that can listen to this and in yes. any way, shape, or form agree with it, shame on you. That's all I can say is shame on you. Whether he feels as though he wants to do it or not, it is his responsibility by God, not by his position by man. Understand the yeah. difference. Let me say that again. It is his responsibility and vocation by God to do it, to help our brothers and sisters over in Puerto Rico, not his job by man's positioning of him being the president. So if he pulls those limited resources from over there, what are these men, women, children, innocent children that cannot fend for themselves and the elderly supposed to do? So, yes, we are calling on you again. I am now going to release the platform to my sister, Bautista, so that she can again tell you specifically what is needed. Item-wise, not money-wise, we want to stress that we are not asking you to go in your pocket and give us the Benjamins. We're asking you to go to the Dollar Tree, Dollar General, mm-hmm. Dollar Store, Family Dollar, Aldi's. I went to Big Lots, stuff that would have cost me probably $100 and some. I spent next to nothing on it, and it costs you nothing when you are living testimony to God's word and being a servant to other people. Yeah, so Sister Bautista, if you could yes. just reiterate again what's needed.
Yes, I'm listening to all there and all who are listening. Items that we are in need of are cases of water. I just want to reiterate that there are a couple cases now saying that there is a new bacteria kind of disease. One person had passed away yesterday because of it, and that is because they're drinking water where rats, cats, and dogs has urine in it, and these people were using it, you know, to maintain themselves. So now it's like a big issue, health issue. We need cases of water, non-perishable items, cans of food with pool tabs, batteries, candlesticks, first aid kits, sugar, crackers, Café Bustelo, which is like the Puerto Rican brand, carnation milk, solar power lights, personal hygiene products, baby care products, paper and foam products, bags of rice 10 pounds or less, and 58-quart clear storage bins to prepare family kits. These are the main things that we are needing.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. How's your family doing down there?
Well, actually, we just received bad news. One of my aunts who is a dialysis patient didn't receive the proper care due that the hospital that is near her was shut down. She was then sent to a little center that they kind of put up themselves. They gave her something that was not right for her because she went with a neighbor. She didn't know much. Whatever they administered did not help. She has an infection now, and her organs are beginning to shut down. So in the midst of all this, that is occurring, and over there, if anybody passes away, they don't have a solution to deal with those things. So if you pass away, they'll bury you in the back somewhere. So we're like, oh, my gosh, in the midst of everything, you know,
right.
She's not doing well. So only a miracle, we are faithful, but if that were to happen now, I would have to travel and deal with that. So it's like, whoa, but she's not the only one. I mean, there's other families, people, you know, members from the church that we know that have family that are sickly, and they're going on that route. So they don't know what to do because nobody's talking, no mayor, no governor. They don't know what to do with the dead. People are burying people behind their houses.
Oh, that's so sad to hear. And I'm sorry that you're going, that your family, you're experiencing that firsthand. One of the things, mm-hmm. When Dr. Nicole was telling me about this and about what you guys were doing,
yes.
You know, it's just it's something that needs a piece that needs to be really be told. And so I
mm-hmm,
appreciate
mm-hmm.
you guys for doing that and coming on. What else? What did you have to say, Dr. Cole? I know you got something to say.
Well, my heart is really broken, and Bautista, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you, like, because one of the things I keep getting in my inbox we as people, we never understand how much we need help, that we need that next person to care about us until mm-hmm. we are on the receiving end of it. And I don't know what else it is going to take for us to stop waiting until it's us, until it's one of our friends, until it's one of our loved ones that is in need. We have our friend Jessica's family who is over there. The photos, the pictures, Greg, that I sent you, those are pictures that are coming from Sister Batista. These are real pictures. These are not Photoshop pictures. These are not pictures where I'm sitting and I'm Googling anything. These are pictures where this woman's father is walking or driving through Puerto Rico, different parts, and he's filming it, and he's sending it to her. And her dad is begging her not to come. And when we are asking people to take $1.06 and walk into a store and get a bag of rice, we don't care if it says value, plus, plus, whatever. We just want them to be able to have something to eat, to feed their children, to feed that older person that need nourishment. And when I get inbox messages with excuses, and Greg, you know how I am about that. You can't keep apologizing when I have helped you remove the blindfold and there's no more space for plausible denial, if as if ever there was any space for it. Granted, the media is showing us what they want us to see, but nonetheless, it is out there. None of us are slow. None of us are helpless. We all have that free will where we can go and research. I mean, if we were looking for the latest wig, the latest eyebrow, the latest nails, the latest purse, the latest car, the latest rims, the latest watch, the latest i67 phone, trust me, we would do our due diligence and research. So please help me, people that's listening, understand why you cannot do your God rightful duty and just help the next person. You don't have to know them personally. I'm being met with so much hesitance and reluctance to help. I'm getting so many questions about why. Well, why do they need this? The army is over there. When I see people that go and sit in a nail shop and inhale chemicals and you ask no questions, you inject yourself every day with all kind of stuff and you ask no questions, I'm asking you to help spare or save a life, to make a difference. And we are meeting resistance. We are dealing with spiritual warfare. We have a person in office that either he's too ignorant to understand or he just don't care. And I don't even think his behavior has anything to do with race. And do we understand, again, if he pulled that military resource that's over there, and the people that's over there, for those that tuned in last week and Batista shared that there's going to be consequences, they took a stand. These people could be facing military imprisonment, sanction, whatever, because they took a stand. And if you don't take a stand, then you fall for anything. So when he removed that, what are these children, elderly, and other people supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? So we as the people of the surrounding village, we are in position where we can help them. And it is shame on every last one of us that have $5 in our pocket and we don't need to spend it on us if we don't pull over, walk into a dollar store and get something and drop it off. You do not have to worry about how to get it there. That has already been taken care of. If I have to come and pick it up from you, I will do that too. Be More Fit, Shyla Hunter, the owner, has allowed us, has opened up her facility to allow us to use it as now, again, a drop-off location. We just need you to open up your heart and give. And if you honestly cannot give, if you honestly cannot give, then you take two knees and you pray.
That's right.
And you
yes,
pray that
yes.
His will
Amen.
Is done. We should be doing that anyway.
Yes.
We're praying
Amen.
That, oh, we
mm-hmm.
hit the lottery. We're praying that, oh, my man doesn't leave me. We're praying that, oh,
mm-hmm.
my car doesn't get repoed. So has anybody stopped and prayed that he doesn't pull these resources over there? Has anybody stopped and prayed that God touches their heart, that they're just unexplainably walking to a grocery store and spend $50 or $60
mm-hmm.
on groceries, just unexplainably,
right.
and donate it?
Yes, amen. How can you sit, like we over here, how can we sit at a dinner table and eat? Just thinking about it, you know, it really bothers me. And even though we're going through it because our family is over there, we're still helping others. We're not just in focus on our own family. Even if they, you know, were to pass away, there's still a mission, and we pray that God, you know, gives them the strength, the patience, the understanding to see it through. With what the president had mentioned, we're already on the works of doing a march to D.C. that's in the making. Because this is kind of like a genocide. That's how I'm seeing it, of our people. And it's ridiculous. We need the people of the faith, pastors, to come together. Like you said, I reached out to some, and they were like, no, well, no, no. And I'm like, what? People from the faith? No, this is not even right. So, again, we need to pray first and then go out and help. And if you can't, you know, reach out. Talk to get some connections. I mean, I know everybody knows somebody, and it can happen. We can make a difference. We already are, and I thank everybody who has chipped in. If it's a call or, you know, connection like we did with Dr. Nicole, look what's happening. You know, it's an effect, and we appreciate everything. We appreciate being on this radio show with you guys, and it's just a lot. I mean, we can sit here and say so much, but it, even speaking about it gets us overwhelmed and, you know, our eyes rolled up because it's a lot. Seeing people dying, the death toll now, they're saying it's over 200, but we know that's higher.
Right.
I don't know. Now with that bacterial thing, you know, going on in the water, and if he takes away the little resources that they do have, we don't know. We just don't know. So any help? Again, we appreciate it first, always, like I say, prayer, because we need it.
Right. You know, Ms. Marla, are you there, Ms. Marla?
I am. I just want to thank Evangelist Batista for, you know, painting that picture for us, because sometimes I don't think people get it. Like,
mm-hmm.
they see what's on television, and they only mm-hmm. going, like Dr. Cole said, they only going to show us what they want to show us. But when you
mm-hmm.
sit there and you, you know, visualize somebody buried in their backyard, or people not having running water and not having
mm-hmm.
electricity, it's down to the bare necessity. And
right.
when I first saw the initial, like, I saw the real pictures online because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, the TV is only going to show you for so much. But
right.
it really did break my heart. I'm like, how can, and I've been to Puerto Rico couple of
mm-hmm.
times, and I know how beautiful that place is, and I'm looking like, I cannot believe this is what people, this is how they live in. It's
mm-hmm.
unbelievable. So I wanted to thank you for painting that picture, as gruesome as it is,
mm-hmm.
'cause no one wants to see their family perish or anything like that, or did their people perish, period, but knowing that there is not enough help.
Right,
should be
right.
enough for us to give, because it really didn't cost a lot. I got tons of stuff, and I spent less than $50. I couldn't believe
mm-hmm,
the bags
mm-hmm,
and bags of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
it really is not going to cost you, even if you got $10, $5, it'll buy something.
That's
but
right.
I just I want people to understand the importance that it is saving a life, and it's just not, oh, we give into, you know, some kind of organization. Because when you have a connection, that makes a big difference. A lot of the pages are going to organizations, and we're not sure how that money is being dispersed. So that's, you know, a deterrent for some people. It's not going to take some much to get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I'm not getting to that because they're not going to get the money anyway, or, you know, so I'm, you know, or coming up with some other excuse why they don't want to help. But I'm so glad that we have that connection where we can see that whatever we give is helping, and that makes a big difference. I'd rather give to somebody where I know it's going to get to them. You know, and I've heard the horror stories from the Red Cross and all of that, and, you know, mm-hmm. when we had the previous hurricanes with Florida and Houston, but it just was, you know, it was better that we had somebody. So I really appreciate you, and I really appreciate the people who have given and donated, and we have a lot of people who came forward saying that they had stuff for us, so we're excited about that. We know in the weeks to come, you guys will continue to need things. So, you know, we're going to be right there, still hustling, still seeing who's willing to give up, you know, whatever's mm-hmm. on our list, because it will go a long way. So I really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
And I know I don't want the callers to think that we're just reaching out to them. One of the other things that and understand, listeners, that there's mm-hmm. no I in team. It may just
That's
be
right.
three of us with the
right.
whole G Wright on here now, but mm-hmm. even he is part of our team because he could be
yes.
doing his spiritual show, but he has put what he normally do on hold so that a bigger situation could be addressed. And I truly,
yes.
truly, as always, Greg, I love you. You know that. I sincerely believe and feel you know that. And I really appreciate you, if not before, especially now. But for any doctors, medical nurses that are listening, if you have a skill set that Puerto Rico could benefit from, they need you. Our brothers
yes.
and sisters
yes.
need you. I'm also calling out to the grocers. We need you. We currently,
right,
our
yes.
team, have an already drafted donation letter. I know very well my educational background and training, people, is in business management. So I know when you give generously, you write it off on your business taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very favorable for you. So I'm hoping that with the barter system, you give to us to give to those that are in need right now, and you'll see it in return come business tax time. My business ID number will be supplied because I know you need that for filing of your taxes. You can,
mm-hmm.
again, as always, all of my information, Greg, my email, direct
right.
business
mm-hmm.
phone number, please post that so that anyone that is a grocer or any business that want to donate and then write it
yes,
off on their
yes.
business tax, please post it on your business page so that I can email them the already drafted requested letter, which comes attached with the specific itemized list from Evangelist Batista Never Alone Ministry, so that no one has to be in a store trying to remember, oh, what did they say they need? It's like right there at your fingertips. And if you want to give something that's not specifically on the list, hey, we're never going to turn that away. We thank you for that as well. But it's
yes,
very
yes.
helpful when you have a list to keep you focused on. So, again, grocers, if you're out there, I know I've sent them out. It's just a matter of sitting still and following up with the Giants,
mm-hmm.
the Safeway, the Aldi's, Wegmans, Trader
mm-hmm.
Joe's. You know, we have not because we ask not. You're
mm-hmm.
going to have to tell me no 20, 40, maybe even 100 times. But guess what? I'm that stalker. I'm going to keep coming back, and I'm going to keep asking you to the point where you're going to get tired of telling me no. You're going to be like, give us something to get us out of our face. And guess what? It's
mm-hmm.
success. Is a success. So when someone tells you no, you go right back the next day or the same day later on, and they'll be like, oh, I just told you no, uh-huh, and I'll be back every hour on the hour. You're going to get tired of telling me no. We have to. We have to get creative with getting our yeses and getting our. If the government is not going to do it for us, guess what? We have to do it for us.
Correct. Yes. And that's where prayers come in, too, because when we have those roadblocks, people saying no, you know, we got those people praying for us, and those doors will open. I know that for a fact. It's opening lots now as we speak. We are also using creative ways, like the bounce class. We're to set up two events over here, paint with a twist, two girls that we know, and we'll be having an event on Friday as well on Sunday. So any creative ways that people know, they can hit me up or let Dr. Nicole know, and we're there. All we need is help. You know, I don't know, whatever way we can get it, we just need it and need it desperately. So, again, prayer. And then action.
And that's exactly what Evangelisa did. She contacted Maggie. This is Jessie from Bounce. And she contacted her friend Maggie, and she said she's an artist. She wouldn't mind doing the paint for it with a twist. And we ran with the idea. So she's already locking in Friday night and Sunday afternoon. So, I mean, there's any way that we can use their talents. Even I'm doing my Bounce class, and all the girls know that when they come, the money goes straight to Puerto Rico. I mean, it hits hard for me, because my father's there, the family's there. I mean, I have a disabled cousin. Just thinking in my head, what's going on to the mothers who have babies? I mean, I know that they need items like formula and things for the baby. Like, how did they survive that way?
Can you tell us
anything that is helpful?
This is Marla. I was trying to figure out, like, what is the hospital situations like? As far as you guys trying, those families over there trying to get medicine, and I don't know, like, how bad the situation is. Like, is there certain areas where they still have, you know, hospitals and, you know, health centers or whatever people can go to?
Yeah, there's a little over 70 hospitals throughout the whole island, and I think now running with limited resources, there's only not even 30. I heard today they were sending a group of doctors and in with some medicine to go throughout the island, but I don't know what, you know, towns are targeted. Supposedly they're going to spread out, but it's dire need because there is no electricity. They don't have generators. A lot of the infrastructures, you know, are not, everything's messed up down there. So the ones that are operating, but barely. And that's the situation with my aunt. Where she would get her dialysis from and all her health issues addressed wasn't working really, so they'd send her somewhere else, and that was like a quick setup kind of clinic they did, and that wasn't good. She wasn't able to go with her daughter because her daughter has health issues, so her daughter was in another town, and she went with a neighbor that tried to help, you know, do the best, and the outcome wasn't well. But, again, they need a lot of help. There is a ship called the Comfort. There they have, I don't know, about 1,000 beds, doctors, nurses, volunteers, and they're taking in people from the different towns. There's also, like, artists that come down, and I know they evacuated, like, cancer patients, some babies that were in the NICU. A lot of those babies have passed away because they didn't get them in time. So, I mean, there's help, but it's not quick enough.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Well, it makes it so real. So.
And when you hear officials saying, "Well, look, we're here," you know, we got boots on the ground. It's what they need. We're willing to come. We left our families to come, but they're not letting us go. They're not, you know, Trump administration wants us not moving. So they're allowed to go to Puerto Rico, but to stay in a room. Like, no, you're not there for that. So those who rebelled and did what they had to do, again, they're going to suffer consequences, but we know God got their back. We just, again, need that red tape to go, you know, and he's that one that's holding it. But I'm thankful for those who said, no, this is not right. We heard a story of two FEMA employees who saw what they were doing at a certain town, and they spoke up. They did a video. I'm trying to look for it. To spread the word, and they were like, no, we're done with FEMA. We're going to do our own thing. So now they're contacting their family and friends in the state and bringing in help. So, again, when you donate, you know, do your research on people, because just because it says Red Cross and you're known, FEMA is known, if you haven't worked around them, see, I have volunteered, so I know that the people I volunteered with, not all act like that, but they have their superiors to listen to, and they'd rather stay with their job than do the right thing. So, yeah, it's in dire need of assistance from everybody. So, yeah, doctors, nurses, EMTs, anybody that can go. If they can take medicine, that's fine as well. I mean, it's definitely needed. If they speak Spanish, that's a plus. If not, it's okay. You know,
right.
We need people.
You know, Beth, I'm learning a lot just having you ladies on the show. Because like you said, the media would have us thinking, oh, everything's okay.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not okay. It's not okay.
No, by no means it's okay. No.
Now, I do have to say this. For those people who are listening right now, and if you're thinking like perhaps you might have been going through some, or might be actually going through some financial situations, one of the things that these lovely ladies have said is that you can go to the dollar store, take $5,
right,
take $10. You know, turn. You don't have to go to KFC today. Today, take that $10, $12, get some wings,
right.
It's like $13, $14, and go to the dollar store and buy something. You know, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not in the best financial situation right now, but I'm going to take whatever I have, the little bit that I do have, and go, and I'll make sure that Dr. Cole gets it by Monday.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, talk to your neighbors. You know, $2, $3, $2, that adds up. And like I said, we emphasize on those items because when we were packing our container that actually arrived yesterday and they're distributing as we speak, we noticed that it wasn't a lot of this or that. So that's why I compiled that specific list. And, yeah, reach out to anybody, couponers. They can get a whole deal. Can sale on ShopRite. I don't know if you guys have ShopRite down there, but there's a lot of things that you know you can get that you know it's not expensive and it goes a long way.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have a ShopRite here.
Okay. Good. Good.
You know, let me ask a question. Can you? I'm trying to think the correct way to put this question. For those who are still on the edge, who still have not understood the severity and the need, as you passionately have stated tonight on the show, what would you have to say to that person who is on the ledge saying, you know, who still don't understand that there is still a need? What would you say to that person?
I would say just think like it's you. Like, it's your mama, like, it's your father, it's your kids, you know, what would you do? What would you do? If that were to happen here, I mean, people don't understand also that our people are American citizens, and they're being treated like they're not. Not that if they weren't, you know, everyone deserves help, but I'm saying if it were to happen here, who knows? You know, who knows what help you think you might have help? We don't know with this administration. But I would say think of yourself, you know, what would you do in that situation? What you do, that was your mom, that was your kid. Your kid needed tube feeding,
right.
And you only had 2 days left to give him tube feeding. If your grandmom had needed insulin, if your, you know, grandpa was on dialysis, I mean, just think that that can be you. And when you sit and close your eyes in silence, like what we try to do, you take all that in, whew, you need the presence of God to take you to the next day because it's something. It's very overwhelming feeling.
I can only imagine. I remember when I was looking at TV and they were interviewing one of the ladies, the women, and she was in the hospital. And I'm diabetic and she's diabetic. And she was talking about what she didn't have. And they were talking about her pressure was going down and she just wasn't doing well. And and you know, they never did a follow up to see how she's doing. But I can only imagine if they were not able to get the help to her, we pretty much know pretty much what's happened to her.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
I think sometimes we think out of sight, out of mind. It's not me. Let me keep on going. But we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need each other.
Yes.
I feel like we're just in that place, in that space where we've got to help each other. We've got to be there. We've got to be there.
That's right.
The other thing that I am noticing lately, and myself and Marla, we and Mia Cofield as well, we spend a lot of time processing it because I'm easily angered when people are unkind and unjust to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in foster care and I have been homeless and I've been that person that had to sleep on a bench, didn't know where my next meal was, you know, going to come from, and I've needed various resources. I've had people as a single mom talk to me any old kind of way, and I've had to bite my tongue, hold my attitude to get what I need. And I am not a fan of showcasing and showboating and victimizing victims all over again. And again, it's that whole concept that people never think. It's the arrogance phase, I call it, where they never think it will be or could be them. And necessarily true, it does not have to be them, but it could be someone close to them. We are living in times where people are so emotionally disconnected that they honestly don't care, which is why I am humbly begging people to, I don't even necessarily want you to change how you feel. I'm just asking you on this occasion, if you only give one time, if you only give a bag of rice, a can of Nation milk, please do it. Please do it. And in essence, from a biblical sense, when we fail to be a blessing to others, we block our own blessing.
That's right. Yes.
Create storms in our own lives. So if you need to look at it in that manner so that you will stand up and do for another human being, then there you have it. Here's your opportunity to look at it in an individual, self-based manner so that you can give. When you do unselfishly for others, the blessings come upon you in abundance.
Yes,
although
God
we
will bless
do
you.
It just,
yes.
Absolutely. We should do it just because it's what God calls us to do.
That's right.
But if you
he will
have
reward
to have
you.
A
yeah.
reason to do it, that is your reason to do it.
Amen, yes.
But it is very sad that people are victimizing victims all over again. If they don't get something for what they're doing, then they don't want to do it. To me, that's not helping people.
No, and what are we showing,
so
the kids? What are we showing the youth? What are you... No, that's a daily thing. I mean, it'd be nice if that struggling family say, you know, kids, though, we're struggling, but look what's happening in Puerto Rico. Let's see what we have. Let's see, can we go all together and let's talk to the family. Let's call auntie. Let's call grandma. Let's call pop. And let's do this because we know, like you said, if anything, God wants us to do this. And, like, he would reward them openly. It's what I've been telling everybody. Like, tag, at least, you know, do it for the Lord. I mean, I don't know. We serve the homeless. Oh, yes, we serve the homeless all year round. And the stuff we hear when we say, you know, well, you don't have to give us money. You could just. You see what's happening here. You know, we tell them the date, the time. Come down. See what's going on. Bring something. You know, oh, no. And you're like, what? But you're seeing it with your eyes. Like, it's not like we're making it up. But, yeah, I don't know. Prayer. Praying for these folks. They have to get it. They have to get it that this is real. It's happening. It's not going away. And with this administration stepping on it, yeah, we have those moments of anger as well, but praying and keep continuing to network and the Lord will make a way.
Well, this is Marla again. I just want to continue to pray for you guys because it is
tough. Thank you.
It's tough for all of us, but it's extra tough when you don't have the bare necessity. So we're going to continue to, you know, help you guys on a continuous basis, and hopefully we all making a difference in the coming week.
Yes.
Because the uncertainty that those people, you know, that the people are feeling over there, I just can't imagine. Like, I don't forget where to food, but when you don't have running water or drinking water, that's really scary.
Yeah.
And like you said, the babies is just not enough. So
right, and I thank Dr. Nicole and Marla and G. Wright and Mia. I mean, just connecting with Mia. I mean, this is Jessica Bounce in New Jersey, and I just connected with Mia in Maryland from a whole different state, saying, let's just go to her Bounce class. I want to, you know, get myself back in the role of things. And then we met up, and this is how it all started. I mean, I appreciate everything that you've done, even getting us on the show. And when you said, you know, how can we let other people know how big it is? If we take the state of Maryland, let's just cut it in half. If half of it got destroyed, what is Trump going to do? Run around it and say, okay, we're not going to help you? That's exactly what he's doing to Puerto Rico. He's like, oh, they're surrounded by water. He doesn't realize that they can't go anywhere. Like, there's just a lot. And the fact that other people are really helpful, and I know that they're skeptical about giving money. They don't know if they're really getting it. We have footage. We have video, we have stuff being uploaded. Wanda was there.
Yeah, we've been on the news several times.
Yeah, she was in Telemundo, Univision, NBC. Like, she was on the news because it all started with just one person saying, hey, I'm going to go down there and help them. And we were all saying, okay, we're going to take faith that you're going to do this. And with that being said, and her showing us videos and pictures, it was hard not to sit there and say, wow, what if it was me in that predicament? It's so overwhelming for me emotionally because I don't know what if I'm even going to hear from my family tomorrow because I don't know how bad it is. I'm like, did you get any support, any help? My father said, no, there's nobody came except for Wanda. Wanda actually went to my father's house. She actually went and gave him a kit. So it's amazing how I'm like, wow, this is actually going there. This is not just something you're throwing in a truck and it's just sitting there or in a warehouse. It's actually getting there in one of those 45-foot crates. And that's that one person said something and everyone is just ripple. It was a domino. And everyone that we appreciate putting in effort and just saying, hey, if you can't go shopping, give the money to the person. I'm pretty sure that money will go in hand when it comes down to shipping it down there because we have to ship it there too and we have to get it there.
And mind you, the Wanda Mora, the one we're collaborating with, she's actually returning today. We're going to do another container and then another container, which are in the works. Her dad passed away. So she actually went before her date to go bury her dad. So she hasn't even processed the grief. You know, she's not grieving. it's amazing, you know, and I pray for her. I pray for the team that went. And it's difficult. You know, you went for a mission, and your father passes away, 84-year-old with Alzheimer's, in a home because they didn't have, you know, what they needed. The nearest hospital was closed down. I mean, it's crazy. So we're thankful for her, thankful for the team that went, keep them in prayer, and so she can process her grief. And we'll continue. Like I said, we have a container we're already filling up, and then we'll keep going with the help of you guys and everybody else to third one. So, I mean, it's getting done little by little. We appreciate everyone.
You know, I just say God bless you. God bless you. Can you give them your information again so how they can contact you?
Yes. Well, I'm on Facebook under FDI Evangelista Batista. My number is 856-236-6281. Again, that's 856-236-6281, and my email is ebatista@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Now, ladies, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play this song by CeCe Winans, and it's called Colorful World, and we'll be right back.
It's a colorful world. walks away, you might say she's a little wild, but she could rule the world when she opens up her mouth and smiles. It's a colorful world that we live in, a colorful world that we live in. It's a colorful world, it's a beautiful world that we live in.
We live in.
It's a colorful world, it's a beautiful world that we live in. Now he's been cheated, mistreated for the color of his skin. He is rarely contrary over what should not have been. Then he holds his head up instead and he wears a smile. Would
that I feel like God wants us to do is show love. And it's a colorful world. People are different, you know, but love is something that God wants us to do. You know, we can't mm-hmm. say I love God, but we're not willing to help our brother do, who we do see.
That's right.
But we,
yeah.
we love God who we don't see. So I just hope you guys are listening to their hearts. Listen to these ladies' hearts. And they're so passionate, you know, as they've have experienced it in the families and being friends with people who are going through. You know, so I just commend you ladies for standing up for a cause, for this cause, and helping. And thank you for those kind words, Dr. Nicole. I know you love me and I love you too. And I love you ladies. I love you, Marla. And I know this, the other ladies, I've just met you, but I want you to know I love you too.
We love you too. Thank you.
I love y'all too. And you know, I know go ahead.
Yes, we have to set something up so we can go to Maryland and fellowship with you as well.
Oh, yeah. And you know when we do, I'm going to pull out and we're going to go live. We're going to go live. And I'll pull up. Y'all know how we do over some chicken wings. But I'm not going to give the place.
I learned that in Baltimore. Chicken box.
Oh, you know. Oh, there's some other places. But I'll let Dr. Nicole tell you offline. We don't want to get that location, that special location, right? Dr. Cole and Marla.
Right. Right. That's special.
I know, right? Right? Listen, we have a great time. We have a great time. And we haven't done that in a long, long time. I haven't been there to do it with them. I'm sure Marla and Dr. Nicole, they've done that. But, ladies, do you have any last-minute things that you would like to say?
This is Dr. Nicole. I just would like to read very quickly a quick insert from Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. And I'm hoping it touched the listener's heart. And it reads, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has proposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver."
Giver.
Please
Amen.
Allow yes. that to marinate to all of the listeners, even us that are on this call. And if ever in doubt and we forget, go back to this. And I'm going to post it on my page, and we're always wondering why we feel our blessings are limited. And I said it earlier on in the show, we limit and block our own blessings when we fail to be a blessing when given the opportunity to someone else. When you're in a position to reach back and extend your hand or hands to help and give to another, it is your responsibility. It is your vocation to do so. It is what God has called us all here in this borrowed time on earth to do, to help one another.
Amen.
Yes, and I want to say what Dr. Nicole said real quick in Spanish, and it says, "Dios ama al que da con alegría en su corazón." So I just recapped the scripture she said in Spanish.
Wow. Wow. Amen. You want to say anything, Marla?
Did we lose Marla? I think we lost her.
Lost Marla? Oh, here she is. I'm sorry. Marla, are
you
there?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like
to
say, Marla? Yes.
Okay. If anyone wanted to reach to me, I'm on Facebook as well. And that's Marla Folks, F as in Frank, OWLKES. I'm also on Instagram, Felicity_Folks. And my number is 443-909-546.
Amen. Praise God. Now, Ms. Joy is on here, right? Is it Joy?
Jessica.
No, this is Jessica. Sorry, I was like, huh? I got a new name now.
He done renamed you, Jessica. It's okay. You do bring us joy, though, Jessica.
You're full of joy. I can feel it, Jessica. I'm sorry. Is there anything you like to do?
It was absolutely fun yesterday with the girls. It was awesome to see us all together and have a bounce party and we just was fellowshipping with each other and making sure that the mission continued even from another state to another state.
Oh, wow.
But we definitely need to do another trip so we can meet up G. Wright.
Oh, yes, yes, we definitely got to do that. You know, I'm going to put that all in Ms. Marla and Dr. Nicole's hands. They'll let me know. I know they're going to set it up.
Absolutely.
We'll bring the rice and you have the chicken.
See, well,
so we can do that.
Okay.
We'll bring the Spanish rice. You're going to have to bring that chicken.
Okay, okay, we can do that. We can do that. But I want to say thanks again for coming through. You know, you're welcome anytime. You guys know that. And I look forward to meeting you guys. I'm going to meet you guys soon. And I know I'm going to see Dr. Nicole between now and Monday so I can take what I'm going to give. My mother and I are both going to give. We both say we want to give. So we're definitely going to do that. So I definitely, again, just want to say God bless you. God bless the movement that you're doing. We have to have you on periodically so you can keep us updated on what's happening.
Yes, yes, we'll appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we definitely keep your family in prayer. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
God bless
you
guys.
God bless you too.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say, while the ladies are, the show is ending, and I just wanted to say it's truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing to have had them on the show tonight. I'm going to leave you with this song. And this song is a song that I really believe will bless you in this time. It's called God Provides. And this is Tamla Mann. This is the Heart and Love Radio Show. Make sure you tune in to Heart and Love Radio Show on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Make sure you visit me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/The Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless you. And Blog Talk Radio that's G Wright. This is Tamla Mann with God Provides.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. fight. Watch God provide.